The decision of the Road Safety Authority not to appear before the Public Accounts Committee next month has been harshly criticised by TDs. The RSA was invited to appear before the committee on June 27th, but declined the invite on that date, saying that the RSA had limited availability due to immediate road safety priorities. The Road Safety Authority pointed out that it had received a clear audit from the Comptroller and Auditor General, and has appeared on three occasions before the Oireachtas Transport Committee since September of last year. We're joined in the studio now by James O'Connor, a Fianna Fáil TD and member of both the Oireachtas Transport and Public Accounts Committees. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
What is your own reaction to the decision of the RSA not to appear before the Public Accounts Committee on the date that you requested?
I think myself and other members are troubled by this information. And the reason we're troubled by this information is it's starting to emerge as a trend where we have state agencies that are funded by the Irish taxpayer that are not coming before relevant committees when they're requested to do so. The RSA is a major state body. It is overseen by the Department of Transport, funded in full by taxpayers in this country. And I think it's incredibly important that we just take stock of the fact. What they've said to us in committee is that, oh, we got a clear audit in 2022 in terms of the correspondence, and also referencing that there is a report ongoing into them. This is not a valid excuse to not appear before an Oireachtas committee. This is something that's a widely held view within the Public Accounts Committee by members across all parties.
But they haven't said they haven't said they wouldn't appear. They've said they wouldn't appear on that date, but that they would be happy to appear at a later date once a review of the RSA's funding model is completed, and then TDs and senators can have the full information before they answer questions before the committee. Do you accept that?
I don't, because the date that they were offered for the public's information is actually not in the coming weeks. It's on the 27th of June. That's an awful long time to get ready for any meeting of an Oireachtas committee, or in the case of the Public Accounts Committee. So this is a number of weeks away, in fact, at the end of June. So I don't accept that specific answer. Unfortunately, as we've just heard from the harrowing reports from Sergeant Miniter and Carol Kennedy from the Tipperary Fire Service, you know, there's a huge stress across the country about the rise in fatalities on a road. Unfortunately, we know that 70 people have lost their lives on the roads in 2024. We saw an increase last year of 19% on the 2022 figures. So there is an urgent need to engage with the RSA on very valid questions in areas that they have remit in. I've been on this show and others before speaking about the RSA's remit in the area of NCT testing, about having safe cars on a road, in the area of ensuring that we have a proper system to analyse new drivers getting their driver testing. And these are areas, Justin, that have seen huge backlogs all over the country here in Dublin and right around every part of Ireland in the last 2 and 3 years. And it's all down to the RSA's management, in my particular view.
Now, can I ask you about a separate matter? It was reported this week that you spoke out at your parliamentary party about the performance of the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. What were your concerns?
Look, I noticed that this is in the public domain. Look, my concerns are focused around the huge increase in migrants coming across the border from Northern Ireland. I believe that we've seen a huge increase in this area because Ireland's policies around migration do need to be strengthened. I feel we're seen as a soft touch internationally. And I represent the constituency of Cork East. And I want to tell the public that in my own home area in Youghal in East Cork, we've seen about 1,000 refugees come from Ukraine and now other parts of the world through IPASS accommodation that's offered. So this is having a huge impact across the country. And what I'm saying in relation to Minister Roderick O'Gorman and in relation to the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, is that communities that have taken on this burden need to see further supports. DESH status for local schools, improving the allocation of resources for local healthcare services, and I think also working with local communities. In the Public Accounts Committee a number of weeks ago, we did see integration before us. And I refute a lot of the information that they provided us around public consultation, around working with communities. I don't see any of that where I represent, nor do the people that I represent in my individual constituency. And I think these are areas we need to see to reduce tensions, but also in the area of reducing the number of people crossing the border from the north is a huge concern. We now see that there's 600 people
crossing. How do you go about doing that?
I think that looking around the option of allowing people to work after residing in Ireland after a certain period of time needs urgent tightening. I also think that we need to see further advancement in centres so we don't see tents on our streets of our cities and our towns across the country. What's happening in Grand Canal Dock, just a short walk up here from RTE and in Mount Street indeed, it's completely unacceptable to me as a government TD. And I think the government need to be stronger in dealing with this. There's nothing, no shame in saying that, in providing appropriate accommodation. I think buying up hotels and B&Bs across the country for the purpose of providing asylum accommodation, in my view, is no longer appropriate. appropriate. And we're seeing the increase in tensions, attacks on politicians' homes, protests that are getting out of control in certain parts of the country. To me is a huge, huge concern.
You mentioned those people who are sleeping in tents along the Grand Canal in Dublin. Where are they supposed to go?
I think we have to look at having larger centres that actually provide the initial accommodation. There's two sides to this, Justin. There are the people who are going to enter in the next coming weeks while the government tries to figure out an appropriate response. There are also those that are here already. So they need to be separated out. We need medium-term planning and the immediate planning for those that are here already. And I think larger centres located in areas like Dublin Airport, strategically around the border region, are something that are urgently required. And I would also be quite forthright that we do need to see a further rapid expansion of border policing around migration. This is something that I feel has not been done sufficiently, and I do feel that we need to take the bull by the horns here and address it, because we have to look after people that come here, but we do need to acknowledge that there is a tipping point where we can't do that anymore.
And are you suggesting there should be police along the border with Northern Ireland?
There should be checks on vehicles. It doesn't have to be 24/7, but there should be stronger checks put in place around seeing how these people are arriving here.
Isn't that precisely what the government argued against during the Brexit negotiations?
Well, what is the alternative? That is the question. Are we going to leave it unpoliced and allow further encampments around cities in Ireland and towns in Ireland, increase? And I think it's about sending a signal from Ireland that we've taken over 100,000 people from both Ukraine and from many other parts of the country, of the world, in terms of economic migration and refugees for other reasons. And I feel that we have now done our bit as a country. We are 5.4 million people here. Okay. We've taken an enormous share internationally, and that's something that needs to be acknowledged and address the issues in constituencies such as my own and others that haven't been properly resourced to deal with these challenges, particularly in schools.
James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you very much for talking to us today. We're back with more in 1 minute.